Mind Your Business, brought to you by Appalachian Commercial Real Estate, providing professional commercial real estate services. Visit AppalachianCRE.com.
Climate resiliency and action is an important topic in communities around the country, and perhaps even more so in a community that is so directly tied to its natural landscape. How are local municipalities working to limit the physical impacts on the lands we know and love, while also trying to use technology to better align our area with more global climate goals? We'll head down the road of the town of Boone's community climate action planning process on this episode of Mind Your Business, a presentation of the Boone Area Chamber of Commerce. I'm David Jackson, President and CEO of the Chamber. Thank you for joining us for this podcast once again. Your downloads and subscriptions mean the world to us, and you can get this program delivered straight into your podcast inbox of choice each and every Thursday. Thanks to our sponsors, Appalachian Commercial Real Estate and Appalachian Regional Healthcare System. A lot to cover on this week's program. We're going to talk with George Santucci. He is the Director of Sustainability and Special Projects for the Town of Boone, and we'll hear directly about the town's community climate action planning process. Say that five times in a row. Community climate action planning process, where that is right now, and how you can lend your voice to a very important conversation that will project how our community will behave in this way for decades to come. And really more so about the partners that are working to ensure that greenhouse gas reduction is easily attainable by not only the municipality, the university, business owners, and residents right here in the Boone area. So a lot of information to get to you and a lot of action steps that you can take as well in your individual business or your residences to make sure that you're aligning with some of these goals. And the town of Boone, quite honestly, has received quite a bit of recognition in this area as a state leader in something that we are certainly qualified to lead the state in, with Appalachian State's programs and policy aligning with the town of Boone's. There's a lot of good things that can come out of this. So hope you will enjoy this conversation. We do want to, before we get to that, thank our sponsors for making this podcast possible and allowing us to bring such a great conversation to you. And that, of course, being Appalachian Commercial Real Estate. They provide professional commercial real estate services right here in the Boone area, sales, leasing, consulting, and appraisal services to owners and users of commercial real estate. For more information, go to their website, AppalachianCRE.com. You know, many of you get this show delivered to you each week in your chamber report email. Next week, Appalachian Commercial Real Estate will be one of the featured folks that will help us deliver our quarterly economic indicators report, where you'll see a lot about commercial real estate activity in the area, as well as plenty of other things. You know, there are a number of things that we include in that chamber report email. Sometimes it's member shout outs. And this week you'll see some national recognition for our community and some chamber members that make this area so unique and enjoyable for many. So make sure you check that feature out. We'll also have some details about upcoming chamber events, including our annual Last Chance Golf Tournament. That's coming up October 6th up at Beach Mountain Club. Details available at boonechamber.com, or again, just check the chamber report if you're a chamber member. We have less than five team spots remaining, so if you are playing, get registered now, because once those spots are out, they are done. Also, details coming out now about Spirit of Boone. That is our 74th annual membership gathering. That's coming up September 21st. A whole lot more celebration, a whole lot less information, and you can help us recognize 9 community award winners while we enjoy live music and a great night of networking and fellowship in the Grandview Ballroom at Kid Brewer Stadium. Again, that's coming up September 21st. Spirit of Boone, our 74th annual membership gathering. More details online at boonechamber.com. One of our great partners that will be involved in that event, Appalachian Regional Healthcare System, announcing that the Schaefer Family Patient Care Tower, now officially open at Watauga Medical Center, fulfilling Appalachian Regional Healthcare System's commitment to providing exceptional healthcare for the High Country region. That patient care tower, designed specifically to improve patient flow, safety, privacy, all cornerstones of healthcare excellence in the 21st century. You get an opportunity to see this place in person coming up at a very special ribbon cutting that we've got at the Schaefer Family Patient Care Tower. That is coming up a little bit later this month. Is it not hard to believe that we're already in the month of August? Well, make plans to join us for this special ribbon cutting opportunity that is coming up on the 29th of August. Tuesday, August 29th, 5:30 to 6:30 in the parking lot over at Appalachian Regional Healthcare Systems, Watauga Medical Center. You can check it all out for yourself and help celebrate the crowning achievement of having such a valuable healthcare resource right here in our community. In addition to just getting the tour, you will get a firsthand experience with how the emergency department, imaging, diagnostics, surgery suites are all located very close to one another. That ensures time-saving and efficient care continuity. Appalachian Regional Healthcare System, proud to be your healthcare home right here in the high country. All right, let's think about how we can keep this high country home climate friendly as we move forward. A lot of us are near and dear to these causes. Number of chamber partners have been involved in this conversation with the town of Boone as they are putting together a community climate action plan. And here to tell us all about that, our guest on this week's Mind Your Business, George Santucci from the town of Boone.
Mind Your Business, brought to you by Appalachian Commercial Real Estate, offering sales, leasing, consulting, and appraisal services. Visit AppalachianCRE.com.
Today, we're talking about the Town of Boone's Climate Action Plan with George Santucci, who is the Director of Sustainability and Special Projects for the Town of Boone. Gracious enough to join us once again. George is a longtime friend of the program, so welcome back, and look forward to talking to you about some important community topics today. But first, just hello again.
Well, thank you. Thanks so much for having me, David. It's great to be back.
Yeah. So let's kind of start at the top level here. We have heard, helped publicize, and attended some of Boone's community climate action planning process. I know you've had a couple of public meetings with that, but wonder if you can just first explain to those that weren't able to engage what this planning process includes and what ultimately you are hoping to gain out of engaging the community in some of the sustainability goals that the town has already achieved and has moving forward.
Yeah. So the reason for the plan is to have an actual document, a guiding document that will help us achieve the town's sustainability goals. So as we know, right now, stated by council, our goal is to be for municipal operations to be 100% climate neutral by 2030, for the town to be 100% renewable for municipal using renewable energies for municipal operations by 2040. And then, of course, to achieve the same goal for the entire community, the 20,000 plus people that live in Boone and work in Boone by 2050. So to have a long-term plan, long-term goals like that, one needs to have a really strategic and well-documented plan to show iterative actions and allowing us to move forward and achieving those goals. And I will say that the town is not doing this on its own. We're contracting with an organization called ICLEI. They represent municipalities all across the United States, as well as municipalities all across the world, in climate mitigation and greenhouse gas elimination to address climate change. So we're really excited to work with them. They've got a wealth of knowledge and have been extremely helpful.
You know, I think one of the things that stuck out in attending one of the climate action community sessions here just a few weeks ago was that there are a number of community partners that we know well, Blue Ridge Energy, New River Light and Power, Appalachian State University's Office of Sustainability, just to name three. And there are many, many others that have been involved in this process. What do you feel like that collection of stakeholders has ultimately allowed the town to do in terms of setting its own policy? I would imagine that you're seeing things from so many different directions, that this isn't just about energy consumption. It's not just about water cleanliness. This is a really good way to bring all of those things under one umbrella, so to speak.
Yeah, it is incredible and wonderful that we have so many resources in our community, you know, and for me to be able to invite AppleCart and Blue Ridge Women in Agriculture and New River Light and Power and Blue Ridge Energy and App State and others to a meeting like that, it's wonderful for me to be able to present the plan and the planning process and the actions that the town has taken as a municipality, but then to allow the audience to interact with these professionals from all these other sectors and directly interface with the groups that'll help us achieve these goals on a community scale and directly ask questions, express concerns, and learn more about how they, what resources are available for them if they want to move forward on a certain action.
So the town of Boone has been well publicized and patted on the back, so to speak, within the industry because of the stature within the state, being one of the first communities to adopt what are considered very progressive climate goals moving forward. So can you tell us a little bit about what that notoriety has allowed the town to do in terms of moving the needle even further toward climate neutrality goals that, that you've set as a municipality and are having some of these organizations help you with?
Yeah, on energy, it's really where we've taken the biggest steps. And I mean, I'm really grateful to Blue Ridge Energy and New River Light and Power for working with us and working hard to find us renewable energy that the town could take advantage of. And we wouldn't have achieved the status of the first town in North Carolina with 100% renewable energy for municipal operations if our utilities weren't on board and were willing to work with us. So I think leveraging that partnership, you know, it helps them. It gains them the notoriety that they need for their business, as well as the town achieving its goals quicker than some other towns who may not have such willing partners in that venue.
So now part of the goal of the community conversation was to kind of set up where the municipality is. And I think that from a municipal operations standpoint, you had all kinds of great statistics to show the way that you were able to lessen the footprint. Yeah. But then also a very separate set of data points to say, here's where the rest of the community is. How have you found that that gap is coming together of understanding that that businesses and individuals in this community have an opportunity to adopt some of the same standards and philosophies that the town has had very good success with?
Yeah. So, right. The town has cut its greenhouse gas emissions already by 50% just by adopting New River Light and Power's and Blue Ridge Energy's green power programs. And that's an incredible statement to make. And if you look at the rest of the modeling that we're doing based on other actions the town can take, we can further reduce our emissions by 75% in total from 2030 to 2040. I mean, that's an incredible jump. And so to do the same thing on a community scale, obviously it's a heavier lift just because there's a lot more moving pieces, right? We're talking about a town of 20,000 people, businesses, a major university, big institutions like the hospital and other things. So it's just a matter of, the first thing I think that was critically important is that the town take these actions itself and show people, if you do this, these are the results. And so we've demonstrated that, we've done that. So now it's a matter of inspiring others to adopt these programs and find ways to provide incentives that will work to move folks to action. So I think that answers the question.
Yeah. So within that, where do you feel like some of those, I don't want to use easy in the wrong context, but what are the easiest areas for adoption for businesses and individuals to maybe follow the town's footsteps in that regard?
I think the green power programs with the utilities is one of the easiest, except I understand it is an added investment, right? You are paying an extra 2 cents per kilowatt hour for energy. But what I would encourage both residential folks and businesses is that you don't have to offset your entire footprint right away. You know, it is both utilities will sell you that those power in smaller chunks. So, you know, for as little as $5 a month as a New River Light and Power customer, you can sign up and get 250 kilowatt hours of green energy. And maybe that only offsets a third of your consumption, but that's better than none. And that would move the needle for the town and the community enormous. If say 100 or 500 people, 500 different entities in Boone would do $5 a month, that would be an enormous reduction in greenhouse gases from the community point standpoint. Another major sector that emits quite a bit of greenhouse gases is our transportation sector. So people driving cars. And while not everybody can afford a hybrid or an EV or is ready to make that transition, understandable. But we have another fabulous institution here in Boone, an Apple Cart. And that is a great way to reduce emissions and greenhouse gases. I mean, every bus takes as many as 40 cars off the street every time it runs around, because that's the capacity of the buses. And they now have an electric bus themselves and are planning to get two more in the near future. So that's a wonderful opportunity right there. And it's free. Just jump on the bus. Ride it.
We're going to take a quick break. More with George Santucci after this word from our sponsor.
Appalachian Commercial Real Estate provides professional commercial real estate services in the Boone area. They provide sales, leasing, consulting, and appraisal services to owners and users of commercial real estate. For more information, go to their website at appalachiancre.com.
George, you had the opportunity to bring the community together and hear about the town's goals, hear about some areas that they could maybe make some changes on their own or within their business. What are the top elements of feedback that you're hearing at this point in time, whether that's adoption or maybe some roadblocks that need to be smoothed over first? But what's the feedback been?
Yeah, so as I indicated a little bit on the Green Power Program, because it is an added financial, and probably the biggest impediment to that is that it's an opt-in program, right? It's not something that's automatically done by the utilities. You as a customer have to request it. And we're all busy. We all got lots of things going on. I've talked to a number of people that's like, yeah, it's sitting on my desk. I just haven't done it. And so one thing we are considering is a possible rebate program as an incentive to motivate folks to take action. So we're negotiating with New River Light and Power, and probably we'll do the same with Blue Ridge Energy, as to if we could write grants and find monies that we could offer up as an incentive, no different than if you bought a low energy stove or refrigerator and you might get, you know, $50 back as a rebate. It'd be a similar kind of thing, just to help, you know, inspire people to action. But I think that's probably one of the bigger things that we heard, is just some kind of incentive to help move the needle and help folks take action.
And that's in addition to some governmental incentives that already exist for the purchase of certain types of things. EVs is one that you mentioned. So again, finding a way to introduce this into the bottom line conversation has always been one of those areas of maybe quicker adoption, if you will. But, you know, George, I think you've articulated well that all of this has come to place because of a plan. There is another plan that's simultaneously being spun up and worked on at the same time, and that's the town of Boone's comprehensive plan, adjustments to the universal the development ordinances. How do all those conversations work together, and what will you ultimately take out of climate action that can manifest itself in a comprehensive plan or any amendments to the UDO that may take place down the road?
Yeah, great question. So this new comprehensive planning process that we're doing right now, Jane and the planning department and the town council have agreed that we're going to look at everything in the comprehensive plan through three lenses. And sustainability is one of those lenses. Affordable housing is another one of those lenses, and equity. So this plan, the Community Climate Action Plan, will be directly referenced in the comp plan and will be a guiding document through the sustainability lens for all the decisions made and the actions suggested in the comprehensive plan.
And as we think about that document a little bit more, the comprehensive planning document, I know that a number of people in, say, the Blowing Rock Road corridor know that stormwater is an important conversation point in that. Are there some broader community topics, maybe infrastructure-related topics, that have a little hint of climate action in there, but are also just long-term infrastructure strategy that we could kind of see get married together here?
Yeah, no, I think, and that's a perfect segue into, how it relates to the community itself directly. And so water is a component of the sustainability. And if you go onto our website, you'll see a whole section on water. So the stream restoration projects that we do to improve water quality, but also help with flood mitigation, because we know an aspect of climate change is stronger storms and more rain. And so flooding is probably one of the bigger climate impacts that Boone will experience. So we just got a $400,000 grant to study all the stormwater infrastructure owned by the municipality and that's in public places like DOT roads and some other larger parking areas, say the mall or some of our larger shopping centers. We're going to look at some of that stormwater infrastructure, because that's all what manages that floodwaters, right? And if it's undersized or inadequate, then that's when we experience really bad flooding.
Yeah, this serendipitous timing that we had this conversation on a day where we've had about an inch and a half of rain and Blowing Rock Road looks like a pond right now. So
yeah,
that's encouraging to hear. I know not only from an individual resident's perspective in terms of ease of use of a community, but certainly within the business corridor there too, a number of people impacted on that by a daily basis. George, you mentioned some partnerships with the university as this work has gone on. What can you tell us about Appalachian State kind of making their name as a sustainability go-to resource, not only regionally, but even nationally? How have you been able to leverage the brain power there on campus with students and staff to be able to add into what this policy and what these conversations will ultimately yield?
Yeah, it's been a wonderful relationship. I meet with Lee Ball over there, the Director of Sustainability for Appalachian, on a regular basis, and as well as many staff and faculty. And why would the town not take advantage of a resource of that capacity sitting right here in our town? And then the town's community greenhouse gas inventory is inclusive. The university is 100% within the town boundaries, so we have to account for the greenhouse gas emissions of the university. So the town and the university working together to address and mitigate greenhouse gas emissions has to happen. And there is a great willingness on the part of Appalachian to work with the town to address these issues. And then you add the fact that the Appalachian owns New River Light and Power. So then another critical partner is in there and owned by the university. So it makes all the sense in the world so Appalachian has its own climate action plan, and we want to continue to make sure that the town's climate action plan and the community's climate action plan and the university's climate action plan are aligned, right? So actions that are taken by each entity mirror and leverage more greenhouse gas emission reductions by working together and leveraging other resources, either federal funds or awareness or education campaigns, to let people know what's out there and what they can take advantage of.
You know, it's interesting that one of the areas where staff and students have collaborated so well on campus are also two of the big talking points out of this as well, and that's solar energy and electric vehicles. Here we're just on the heels of Team Sunergy finishing second in the latest solar challenge. Yet you come back here to our community and you see the capacity for rooftop solar, whether that's business or residential, and the growing number and trend to see EV chargers placed around the community. And I'll even say beyond that, from a business perspective, the growing trend of people tending to hang out where their cars are being charged and do business. So can you kind of take us down that road for a moment and speculate on what technology will afford future climate action plans? What is available now and what could be further invested in the future to help offset some of these issues that you're talking about?
Yeah, I mean, the EV charging infrastructure, I'm really proud of this, and I'm glad you brought it up, because the town took some really aggressive steps. And, when I got here, we only had two public EV chargers over in Depot Street lot, and we've now got up to 9 spread around town that are municipally owned, free to use. You may have to pay for parking. That was the only charge you'll receive from the town of Boone. But more importantly, we've seen the business community step up. Tesla really wanted to have a major charging station here in Boone. It was one of the biggest complaints they got, was that there was this lack of fast charging infrastructure in Boone. And so we worked with Tesla to try to find them a spot. We were almost close to giving up some of our municipal parking because they were struggling so hard to find a location. But then CBS finally came forward and allowed them to install 12 fast chargers over at CBS. And I mean, you go over there any day of the week and you'll see Teslas plugged in. And then now we've seen the very first gas station in Boone, the Circle K out there on Blowing Rock Road, installed 2 DC fast chargers. And there are cars charging there every day, all the time. And, you know, Blue Ridge Energy has a fast charger out at its facility, and I believe they're installing a second one. So, you know, we now have at least 6 hotels in Boone that have charging stations. And so this, the momentum is growing. And to me, I love that the government can step in, start and inspire, and then watch the private sector take over. We don't want to provide these services per se, but if they're not there, then somebody has to do it. But now that the private sector is really stepping up and providing this infrastructure, then, you know, the municipality can kind of step back and allow that business sector to take over and watch the growth. Because the EVs are coming. There's no stopping this trend. These cars are on the road, and they're going to be more prolific as we see. We're seeing the manufacturing happen just to the south of us, South Carolina, Georgia. You see a new EV company coming in and opening up a manufacturing facility every couple of months. So Toyota opened a battery manufacturing plant over here in North Carolina recently. It's happening. So that's really exciting to see that happen. And I focused on that so much, David, I might have forgot the rest of that question.
Yeah, we were talking some about the solar component to that.
Oh, right.
Yeah. Especially rooftop solar.
Yeah. So incentives are growing on solar installation. The Inflation Reduction Act is really generous. You're guaranteed 30% effectively right off the top. So if you install a $30,000 solar system on a business or a residence, you know, you already get $9,000 knocked right off the top. So you're down to $21,000. And then, you know, there are other incentives, plus the if you sell the energy back, then you're making money in that way. I've seen business models around some of these where you're effectively making a 6% annual return over the 25-year lifespan of a solar installation. And that's on the conservative side. But, you know, if you stuck that same $21,000 in the bank, you're certainly not going to get that 6% return. So that's just one way to look at it. And I think another thing on this that we got out as feedback and I'm working on is there are so many different incentives from so many different entities, from the IRS and the federal government and the Department of Energy on down through to our state governments. And then, of course, at the local level from the local utilities. And it's really confusing. I mean, I'm struggling to keep up with it all. And it's like drinking from a fire hose. You keep hearing about all this money. But what I'd really love to do is put together a comprehensive resource that anybody in the community, from business owners to residents, can look at and find out, oh, I didn't know that existed. I could take advantage of that. So that is something on our radar that we're working hard on, to make sure that everybody knows how many different rebates and tax breaks and other things are out there that they can take advantage of.
George, I know it's no secret that in this community, especially those that have lived here for a long time, preserving the integrity of this beautiful place is utmost on everyone's mind. And that certainly is a nice parallel conversation to have along with some of what you've been talking about today. You've had 2 public information sessions. You got the opportunity for more engagement. How can people stay up to date, not only on the Community Climate Action Plan, but how that ultimately ends up fitting into the town of Boone's comprehensive plan as those conversations start?
Absolutely. Yeah. So both, the easiest way is to go to the town of Boone's website, townofboone.net. And if you scroll to the bottom of the very homepage, you'll see a button for the climate action plan and a button for the comprehensive plan. And if you want to go directly to the climate action plan, you just put the URL up there. So townofboone.net/CCAP will take you right to the climate action plan, and you can easily get to the comp plan from there.
Do you anticipate more opportunities for engagement with the public, or are the listening sessions over at this point?
So the next one that I'm really excited about is I've been in negotiations with Lee and the folks over at App State to co-host an event on campus, so we can better roll out the alignment between the town and the university, and then also engage the students. These last two events have been during the summertime, so the student population, of course, is low in town. So we really got, it was a way to really target the long-term and annual residents and business owners in Boone. It provided a little bit more of that direct feedback. But now we will target a date mid-September. I don't have an actual date yet, but we're shooting for mid-September. Let the students get back in, get the semester started, get settled in, and then host an event on campus and be able to better show that alignment and get feedback from the university population.
Well, great opportunity to harness a lot of great brain power, all working for community betterment at the same time. George, if there's folks that want to talk to you further about this or just get more information on the variety of programs that the town of Boone and other partners have that are related to climate and climate resiliency, what's the best way to get in touch with you and your office?
Yeah, anybody can shoot me an email at george.santucci@townofboone.net. 268-6200 is the town line. That'll get you to me too, either way. And I am always available and would be happy to meet with anybody and talk more.
Hey, and that's further incentive for you to watch this on YouTube because you've got Santucci spelled on your screen if you need that. But we will have George's contact information in the show notes, both on the podcast version as well as here on YouTube. So we'll make sure that you have an opportunity to get in touch if you need to do that. George, we appreciate your time. As always, it's always great to hear you talk so passionately about some of these projects. There's truly a lot going on in this space, and we look forward to helping you continue to inform and publicize as time moves on.
David, thanks so much. It's always a pleasure, and I really appreciate you helping us get the word out. This is awesome.
That does it for this episode of Mind Your Business. Subscribe to this podcast wherever you get your digital programming or check us out on the Boone Area Chamber of Commerce YouTube channel. For more information, visit us online at boonechamber.com. So long, everybody.